Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Herbie, let's go.
Let's go out to Black. I don't know where you're from, Black, but you're on the air.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
So what exactly is Andy Dalton supposed to help them win? This is part of the problem with having a guy in place. That even if you are putting edicts on him, ownership-wise, of we need you to win next year. Their defense almost let them down at the end of this game. But luckily, it was Detroit. And let's not lose sight of the fact. I was sitting there, I could not believe that two guys that have watched as much football as those two guys have watched were sitting here telling you about Andy Dalton's 300-yard game like he had accomplished something. And I get that they have to give away their little silver football, which, by the way, I like the Merton Hanks turkey trophy a little bit better than the silver football. But you're sitting here trying to make that sound like something when they scored 16 points against the Lions and the dumbest coach in the NFL. 16 points, and they needed every second of the 60 minutes to score 16 points against the Lions and the dumbest coach in the league.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Face drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you until 2 o'clock. Here's what we got planned for you. Anthony Heron's going to come on, and we are going to take that giant brain of his and try to figure out what's going on in college football. We are going to talk a little bit about the Bulls, a little bit about Max Scherzer getting all his money, and we will spend some time talking about the Bears. In fact, here's what we need to do. Alex Brown is going to join me in the next segment. You will want to stick around for his thoughts on the Bears, and I also want to get his thoughts on what was a crazy weekend in college football. We will talk with 9-6 next here on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Glad that we are your choice to hang out with on a Monday afternoon. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. Yeah, there's some bear stuff that we should talk about, but there's also all sorts of other stuff, and I actually like that we all had a break from the Bears on Sunday. It was nice, but it's Monday now, and they are getting ready for a game against the Arizona Cardinals this week. You can watch Alex Brown on what I still think is the best football show that there is, the Football After Show on NBC Sports Chicago. Him, Olin Krutz, Lance Briggs, Cap, Coach Wannstedt, they're all breaking it down. They're having a great time doing it immediately after the game is done. He joins me now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino, it's got a great sports book. You should go and hang out in the pool and make your bets. Alex Brown now joins me here on the Score. What's up, AB?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing really good. You tell me which way you want to go. You want to talk college football first? Or you want to talk the Bears first?
You know what? Both of my, if we're going to talk about my two favorite teams, they're both pretty bad right now, you know? So it really doesn't matter. Just toss a coin. Just flip a coin and let's do it.
All right. So let's start with the Bears then. What was your experience like last week in getting ready for that game on Thursday with everything that was swirling around Matt Nagy and how bad this team has been all year?
Well, see, I think a lot of people have a different feel for this than I do. When a coach comes under, for lack of a better word, I'm going to say under fire about his job, I don't feel bad. It's because his boss doesn't believe he's doing his job. And if that's the case, then he gets fired. Matt Nagy or any head coach of an NFL football team sits in their office and they tell at least 30 guys every year, yeah, it's the end of the road here. And they fire players. And that player is supposed to leave and pick up where they can and try to make it work somewhere else. Well, hell, why is it different for him? If his boss don't believe he's doing the job, then, hey, time to go. So, but the difference is that when the player signed that 2-year deal or that 3-year deal, he doesn't get it. Once he's released or cut or however you want to put it or fired, he doesn't receive that money. If they fire Nagy, he's still going to receive the rest of his money. And that's the difference.
So you have less sympathy for a coach because there's a lot of...
No. Oh, not less. None. I have zero sympathy for a coach because they're going to get paid anyway. So, and they'll get another job. Him being a head coach, he'll get an OC job somewhere. He'll get a He could always be a head coach in college. I mean, he could do it if he wanted to. The player can't just go play, and he can't go play in college. He's not just going to pick up another job somewhere. It's hard. It's a lot more difficult than I think people realize when a player is getting cut like that. So, yeah, I don't have any sympathy for it. But as far as what was swirling around Chicago, I think everybody I don't want to say the Bears organization isn't thinking this. So, but when you look at the other sports throughout the city, I think the fans are really speaking to what they want. When you're at a Bulls game and the Bulls are getting beat by 30 and they're chanting fire Nagy. I mean, that's their mind is on something else, you know? So it's reached that point, honestly. It's reached the point where it's like, well, what are we doing? He was coach of the year when he first got here, his first year, and was tricking everybody. It was cute. I use the word cute. It was cute then when it's 4th and 1 and you go 4 wide and you run a double reverse pass and it worked. Well, that stuff don't work. Not in the NFL. It doesn't work very long. So now you got to play football and you got to actually come up with a scheme and adjust at halftime. And he doesn't do well at that. So just look at his third quarter scoring since he's been here. Like we rarely score points coming out of halftime, rarely. So where's the adjustment? And I've never been in that locker room with him at halftime, but I'm pretty sure it goes something like this. Hey guys, let's do what we're doing better. Well, coach, that isn't an adjustment. it's just not an adjustment. We have to adjust to what they're doing. And that's from what I see, we don't do a very good job of adjusting to what we're seeing on the football field from the first half to the second half.
Why do you think, or what is it that you're seeing on why the offense itself is failing?
Well, I like you mentioned earlier, I do a show with NBC with Olin Cruz, and he has a lot of opinions, obviously, about certain stuff. And offensively in particular, I mean, just look at where the money is. Look at where the draft picks are. Look at where this stuff is at. And then you can pretty much get your answer from there. You know, like that's what it is. I mean, if you're putting everything on the defensive side, then the defense got to go play special. When the defense isn't playing special, then you're in a bind because now you want to lean on the other side of the ball that you didn't put all of that capital in, whether that's money or draft picks or whatever. Yeah, they drafted a couple of offensive linemen that we hope turn out to be pretty good this year, but that's this year. I mean, we got a quarterback. We traded a good little bit for him, and hopefully he can get back in there and continue his road as far as I thought he was doing better and better and then had a hiccup there and then got hurt in the game. So I'm hoping that Jay Fields can come back and continue to improve as a quarterback. But it's the allocation of the money, the allocation of the draft picks, where you're putting this stuff at, and that side of the football, the defensive side, is just not playing up to what they should be playing up to. And that's missed tackling, that's assignment football. It's all of the above. You know, it's just you have to play better if you're going to win. I mean, look at the offense. We scored 17 points. On any given day, you can pretty much set it at if the Bears are going to score over or under 17.5. 16.5, let's say that. You can set that number. And if the defense is giving up more than that, then you're in trouble if the defense doesn't score.
No, you're right about that. It's been problematic, and it hasn't mattered. Like, no matter which one of the quarterbacks they use, it doesn't matter. That 16 seems to be that number that they keep falling on, and it's not good. And if you start to look like, oh, well, all of these quarterbacks are still doing the same thing, maybe it's not just the quarterbacks that are the problem for this Bears team. On the defensive side, I want to get your thoughts on a couple of players. I want to know what you're seeing. Are you seeing enough development with Jalen Johnson? And are you seeing what I'm seeing, which is that Roquan Smith might be one of the best linebackers in the game?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. On both of those. I mean, I don't think that's even a hard question right there. Jalen Johnson, I think he's proven to be one of the top young corners, and I'm almost ready to take that young off of it if I can get rid of some of the bonehead plays I see where you don't make the play which he's so accustomed to making. Well, then get the guy down or get the guy out of bounds. Like, okay, he made a play. They practiced too. You know what I mean? So get that guy out of bounds. Get him down. But as far as being a pretty damn good corner, he is a pretty damn good corner in this league. And I think he'll only get better. And at some point in the near future, he'll be a Pro Bowl cornerback. As far as Roquan, well, I love Ryan Pace. And I think everybody knows that. I think Ryan missed the window here, and he's going to have to pay an extra 15% where he should have signed Roquan before this year, because Roquan is headed for an all-pro year, and that's going to cost him. I mean, you look at the maniac that Indianapolis has. I mean, that's his
Darius
nickname,
Leonard.
The maniac. Yeah. So he got $94, $95 million. You look at the kid out in San Francisco, middle linebacker, he got right in that $94, $95 million range. And they're considered to be two of the best middle linebackers in the league. Well, it's a year later, and Roquan hadn't had that all-pro year yet. I think he's having one this year. I think if it wasn't for what Robert Quinn did and had the 3.5 sacks, I mean – hell, Roquan had 17 tackles or something like that. He was all over the place. I think Roquan deserves $100 million. I think he could have got away with maybe a $95 million earlier, but he's going to get like $110 now. I wouldn't be asking for anything less than $110, $112, something like that, because he's earned it. He's earned it, and you cannot get rid of him. The other middle linebacker that you had, Danny Trevathan, he's on IR now, I believe. And this is the second year that we've been missing Danny for an extended period of time. So this might be the last leg for Danny. Don't know really what's going to happen with Hicks after this season. You got Khalil Mack on IR. Not sure what the future is for him on this team. So you need to shore up some great young talent, and that starts with Roquan.
Fred Warner and Darius Leonard, I think that Roquan is absolutely in their company at AB. I really, really do. Let me switch over to college football. This was a crazy weekend, man. Like, between guys taking jobs, guys losing jobs, the way some of the games played out, it was nuts. Let me start with your Gators. I saw you mad on Instagram where you were like, let me get this straight. Florida and Florida State are playing for a bowl game. A bowl game. Not the Sugar Bowl. A bowl game.
I didn't want to crap on like any bowl, but I just, as I got into it, I'm like, oh man, I don't want to say nothing bad about a bowl, because I mean, like a lot of kids, they want to go to a bowl. Like, it doesn't matter what bowl, they want to go bowling. I mean, that's it. You play past your what the season said you were going to play. So that means to some programs, you had a successful year. That's not the standard at Florida. Like, you don't go and play in the Poinsettia Bowl. I don't know. All these bowls they have now, seriously, like, there is so many bowls, the R&L Carrier Bowl. Like, what are these? Now, some of them could be pretty cool, where if you go and play at the, I don't know, the PS5 PlayStation Bowl, well, hell, they're going to give you a PlayStation. So, I mean, some of the kids, I mean, that'll be pretty cool for them. But we played in the Citrus Bowl, and I almost threw up the whole week. I don't want to play there. The other bowl games I played in was two Orange Bowls and a Sugar Bowl. So that's – or I'm sorry, I played in, Sugar Bowl, two Orange Bowls, and Citrus Bowl. Listen, that's it for me. I mean, the standard is set, man. I need a big bowl. I need a real bowl. So that's why I went with that. And the fact that I remember growing up and watching Florida State and Florida play and Florida State and Miami play, and it's like, through 11 games, we still don't know if you're going to go to a bowl or not. Like, that just blows my mind. And that's why you see what happens. I mean, my brother loves Florida State. And he was talking to me about how they were going to beat us and all this. So I'm like, well, you guys are 5-6. We're 5-6. Your coach is being like, he's giving high fives because they're 5-6. We fired our coach. So I think it tells you where we're going or what we think of our program, because we don't believe we should be down here.
The standard is the standard. There's no doubt.
The standard is the standard.
AB, as always, man,
coach.
I appreciate
it. We got a new coach.
Yeah, you got a new coach, and I actually think that I think that he's got some good ideas. I think you guys are on the right path. It just might take a little bit to get there, and I know that you'll be down in Gainesville when they invite you back, and you'll be down there taking pictures with everybody on the sidelines representing them Gators.
That's right. All day, baby. You know it.
Yeah, from Peanut School. So y'all all connected now.
Yes. You know what? He sent me a text. He texted me. He's like, oh, so now y'all coming on down to Louisiana to get some help. I was like, you know what? Hey, man. Hey, tough times, man. We got to go find somebody that enjoys recruiting, I guess, because from what I'm hearing, our previous coach or staff or whatever didn't really view recruiting that way. So we have to recruit better. You can't – I get it. 5-star, 3-star doesn't always make the player. But I tell you what, give me a team full of 5-stars, and you take your 2 and 1-stars, and let's play. Because if I miss on 4 or 5 of those 5-stars, that's okay. I still got 20 of them. You need to hit on every last one of your 2-stars and hope that they become 4 or 5-stars. See, nah, No, it's just not going to work. Like, it's too hard. So you gotta put a lot into recruiting. And I believe Billy Napier, from just looking at what he's done, where he's been, being with Dabo Sweeney, being with being at Alabama with Nick Saban, he's been the recruiting coordinator along the way, all of those places, including ASU when he was out there. So he understands recruiting. So he understands that you have to get good players in. I saw a post by, of course it was somebody for the Bulldogs, say, well, Billy Napier has never landed a 4-star athlete, so he'll fit right in at Florida. And that's a running joke. See, I don't find that funny. You know what I mean? I don't find that funny at all. It may be true, but I don't find that funny. So I tell you what, it's going to change, though. It's going to change. And these Bulldog fans, they got their little time. And what's crazy is that Bulldog fans, they win 4 out of 5 years, and they can't stop. They think it's the greatest thing ever. And that's their little run. They'll go on their little run. When we go on our run, we beat them 19 out of 21 times. You know, like, that's our run. So I'm not worried about it. This window for them is closing, and closing fast. And it's going to be our guy, Billy Napier, that does it. Can't wait.
Okay. All right. I like it. I will talk to my friends in Tuscaloosa. We will try to do the job for you guys this weekend and take care of business. It's not going to happen, but we'll try and get the job done.
Really?
Yeah,
really? See, I'm on the other end.
Really? You picking Bama?
I am. I'm picking Bama, and this is why. Woo! Okay? This is why. Listen to me. This is why. Because there's not one player on Georgia's team that has ever beaten Bama. There's not one player on Bama's team that's ever lost to Georgia. So going in, Bama believes they're going to win. Georgia hopes they win. Like, it's just being honest. Like, remember when Lovie came in? Remember when Lovie came to the Bears? And the first thing he said on that podium was, we're going to beat the Packers. And I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but I know I looked at him like, have you seen the last few games? Like, they still got Brett Favre over over there like, have you watched? Like, I'm just saying, like, it is, you have to change that mindset, and Georgia hasn't done that. None of those guys, like, none of them has ever beaten Bama. Bama somehow, just like this Auburn game, I'm sitting here and I'm watching the game, and at no point, zero, not one point, did I think Bama was going to lose that game. I did not. Not once. And I think they're going to go into the SEC championship game, and that quarterback they have can't throw the football. You're going to have to score points because Bama score 21 points, 24, something like that. And they're going to have to score. I don't think they can do it. Now, where you're going to fall, where Bama's going to get in trouble is if they actually switch the quarterback. If they switch the quarterback, which I don't think they will, because they didn't do it with Fromm and Justin Fields. That's why Justin ended up at Ohio State. And what was happening in that championship game with Fromm is that Nick Saban actually switched, did what they should have done. He switched quarterbacks in the game. Went from the kid
Jalen
to
Tua. Jalen and Tua ends up throwing the touchdown to win the championship.
Exactly. And Georgia will not do that. They will not do it. And in order to beat Bama, it will have to be that the second string quarterback, because he's an actual quarterback. The other guy everybody likes, but he can't throw the ball. He can't, like, he needs a guy to be wide open in order to hit him. Well, against Bama corners, they're not going to be wide open. They're going to be a yard away, and you're going to have to fit that ball in there. I don't think he can do it. So that's where I'm going. I'm taking Bama, and I mean, it has nothing to do with how much I hate Georgia, but I'm taking Bama.
Well, we appreciate it because we're going to need all the help that we can get. Alex, stay well, man. Thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it as always.
Anytime, my man. Thank you.
That is Alex Brown. Roll Tide. Let's go. Let's go. We need to take a break. Back after this on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago. Middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I'm still very worried about this game between Bama and Georgia, but it did feel good to have Alex Brown say that he thinks Bama can win, because he's about the only person I've heard that says that he thinks that Bama can win. I also love what he said about Roquan. He's right. Roquan is right there with Fred Warner and Darius Leonard. I think the Bears fans have been watching one of the best linebackers in the game play without a lot of help sometimes, because guys have been in and out of the lineup and there have been some issues in the back four or five depending on what defense the Bears are in. So I'm going to ask Anthony Heron maybe one Bears question. We're going to stick to college football. The Michigan-Ohio State game was bananas. I want to talk to him about that. I want to talk to him about Lincoln Riley. I want to talk to him about the Bayou Classic. All of that stuff is coming up next with Big Ann Heron here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.